It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1016. The Cure for Cardio ADD by Nia Shanks. Of neashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. This is the first Saturday episode in this podcast history, so it feels a little funny saying it, but welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And we have 5 shows where we do this, covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And again, this is the first Saturday ever for this show. Thank you so much for listening every day. We're able to do this because of you and your support. Now, I have a typical episode for you today where I'm going to narrate Nia's blog, and then I'll provide my commentary at the end. But then tomorrow, Sunday, we'll feature a podcast rewind. I'll explain more about that tomorrow, though. Now, some of what Nia's going to mention today will reference the gym environment. And depending on where you are right now amidst these days of stay-at-home orders and social distancing, gyms may not have reopened just yet, but I promise that you will still find many of Nia's tips helpful because they can be applied to at-home exercises. And I'll go into a little more detail about that in my commentary. And of course, you can always keep these suggestions in mind once the world opens up again. So for now, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Cure for Cardio ADD by Nia Shanks of neashanks.com. You don't mind going to the gym and lifting heavy weights. You don't mind pushing yourself to reach a new personal record on the bench press, squat, deadlift, and other various exercises. You also love the challenge of shattering your personal records on assistance exercises every week. However, when it comes to conditioning work or any form of cardio, going to the dentist can actually sound like a much more appealing option. Not only is conditioning work great for promoting fat loss, but it's also important for training and improving the health of the cardiovascular system, you know, your heart, veins, and arteries. While conditioning and or cardio work may seem like they don't pay off immediately, it's very important that everyone engages in some form of it each week. After all, you don't want to get winded from just walking across the room when you're 70 years old, do you? While spending time on a machine is incredibly boring, many people just don't have access to the more entertaining and effective tools for conditioning work and fat loss. The vast majority of gyms don't have tires, sleds, strongman equipment, or prowlers, and most people can't put the money aside to buy those tools. In this article, I want to share some methods that you can use to improve your general physical preparedness, or GPP, lose weight, improve your cardiovascular health, improve conditioning levels, or round out your training program so your heart doesn't explode 10 years down the road. These methods can be used either at home without any equipment or in the most basic commercial gym setting. Incline walking on a treadmill. I admit that I abhor most cardio machines. However, I found that walking on a treadmill with a generous incline can be a great addition to your training program. Start out with 10 minutes at the highest incline you can tolerate with a brisk pace and work up to 20, up to 25 minutes. Note, make sure you don't hold on to the handles when you're walking. Burpee intervals. These are a personal favorite because they're very effective and don't take much time to complete. If you aren't sure how to perform a burpee, all you do is squat down, put your hands in front of your feet, kick your feet back so you're in the top position of a push-up, kick your feet back up to your hands, and then explode straight up into the air. Land and repeat. Start by performing 10 burpees and then rest for 60 seconds, 90 seconds if needed. Repeat that for a total of 5 up to 10 rounds, depending on your experience and current conditioning level. If you want to make this more challenging, you have a few options. You can decrease the rest periods, or perform more burpees, or add a push-up to each burpee, you would perform the push-up after you kick your feet back. Or you can perform the most advanced version, which includes a push-up and chin-up. So after you drop down and kick your feet back, do a push-up, kick your feet back to the starting position, and then explode into the air, grab the pull-up bar, and perform a pull-up. Land and repeat. Ladders. To perform a ladder, choose 2 to 3 exercises and perform 10 reps for each exercise. Then perform 9 reps for each, and then 8, all the way down to 1. If you really want to kick your butt, work your way back up the ladder. Two of my favorite exercises to use with this method are jump squats and push-ups. Perform 10 jump squats, immediately perform 10 push-ups, and then work your way down the ladder until you perform a single rep for each exercise. You can also use exercises that can be performed with kettlebells or dumbbells. For example, kettlebell or dumbbell swings and push-ups can be performed in the same manner as I just explained. You're only limited by your own creativity. Jump rope intervals. These are another personal favorite of mine. Start out by jumping rope for 30 seconds and then rest for 60 seconds. Start out with 10 rounds in this fashion. To make things more challenging, you can increase the work period or decrease the rest period. Or use different footwork patterns, such as alternating high knees, butt kicks, single leg hops, and other techniques. If you've never done these before, be prepared to be humbled. And if you can't jump rope, learn. It's very effective. Body weight circuits. When I design body weight circuits, I generally choose 2 lower body exercises, a core exercise, and an upper body push and pull. This way you engage every muscle in the body. However, the combinations and possibilities are endless, so feel free to create your own. Here's a sample bodyweight circuit. Bodyweight squats, close grip push-ups, inverted rows, reverse lunges, and side planks. You can perform each exercise for a specified number of reps, but I like to perform each exercise for a set period of time. For example, perform each exercise for 30 seconds to 1 minute before moving on to the next exercise on the list. After you complete the circuit, rest for 1 to 2 minutes before repeating 2 to 5 more circuits. Again, you're only limited by your imagination. Kettlebell or dumbbell intervals. 2 of my favorite kettlebell exercises to use for intervals are swings and one-arm snatches. If you've never trained with kettlebells, stick to the swings because snatches have a learning curve. For the swings, you can perform them using both arms at the same time or use one hand at a time and perform a set with each arm. When performing snatches, I always suggest using one arm at a time and keeping the weight on the light side. After all, this work is for conditioning, not strength training. For example, perform 10 to 15 snatches with each arm, rest for 60 to 90 seconds, and repeat 2 to 6 more times. The same format could be applied to kettlebell and dumbbell swings. Medleys. If you get bored easily with conditioning work, you might prefer this style. Pick a few different methods mentioned above and string them together. For example, walk on a treadmill with a high incline for 10 minutes, then perform 5 to 10 jump rope intervals, and finish with a couple of rounds of bodyweight circuits. This way, you aren't spending too much time on one thing, which is the ultimate cure for cardio ADD. If you haven't been doing any form of conditioning, start slowly by incorporating 1 to 2 days a week into your current training program. I prefer to do these workouts on off days, so I get more activity and can still put 100% into lifting days. However, you can perform these after your strength training workouts if you prefer to have complete rest days. The choice is yours. You just listened to the post titled "The Cure for Cardio ADD" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Don't have a treadmill at home? No problem. Don't own a jump rope? Also not a problem. Like I said at the top of the show, we can adapt Nia's suggestions to whatever we have or don't have at home. Like when Nia was discussing walking on a treadmill at an incline. If you don't have a treadmill, the way to mimic this in the real world is to simply find a hill and walk up it. What if your neck of the woods is perfectly flat? Well, then the key is to find a way to increase the intensity somehow. So instead of walking on flat ground, and if there's no hill around, jog or speed walk for 30 seconds, then go back to walking at your normal pace. That's a nice way to mix things up and keep things interesting. And at the same time, you make your workout and your body much more efficient by doing this. Don't own a jump rope? Or maybe you don't feel coordinated enough to use one. One of my favorite ways around this is to use an invisible jump rope. This is exactly like it sounds. Raise your hands up to your sides as if you were holding real jump rope handles. Then begin to rotate your wrists. As that imaginary rope begins to swing, start gently hopping up and down. Boom, invisible jump rope. So with just a bit of creativity, you can make cardio day so much more interesting and less intimidating. And as Nia mentioned, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of different options. You can be as creative as you want. Oh, and if you're more advanced and do perform this after you strength train, there's the potential benefit of burning more fat. It's pretty remarkable. So if you strength train first and then do these kinds of exercises after, you might just burn more fat that way. That's a little exercise physiology secret. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for our first Sunday episode in Where Your Optimal Life Awaits.